Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going towards the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her.
Kieran, thank you very much for reading. Happy Easter to you all. I want to be thinking about that Bible passage. You might want to just keep it open in front of you. And mums and dads, you might want to show the children that are with you the words when I'm pointing them out. Just point them, even if they can't read, just to point to the word and help them to begin to engage with the Bible. It's important that we do that. I want to be thinking about the resurrection of Jesus in two particular ways today. First of all, the resurrection itself. And then we're going to sing a song. And then we're going to think about the resurrection impact, okay? So that's kind of where we are going over the next few minutes. So first of all, thinking about the resurrection. And the first thing I want to say is this. Seeing is believing. Seeing, or rather, was believing. Seeing was believing. And I want to try something this Easter day that I've never tried before on Easter Day. So please bear with me. I've got various people who are helping me, and they are somewhat nervous about doing this, as am I. I need two families, a whole families. I'm talking about a dad and a mum, and I'm talking about the children, all involved as well. And what I would like two families to do is to leave and to go out there and to discover what they discover, to see what they see, to hear what they hear, to experience what they experience, and then to come back in and to tell us all about it. Yeah? So I need two families. Please raise your hands. Brilliant. That is so fantastic. Your hand went up. You volunteered all your family, Grace. Good on you. Alice was pulling your hand down, and it still got up. I'm so pleased. David, would you lead your family? Okay? But just stand at the back for a moment with, Fiona and all the rest. Ben, fantastic. Big round of applause for Ben Campbell. Okay, wait there, Lydia, wait there. I need another family. Should we go? Yeah, your hand is up. You're really keen, aren't you? Okay, brilliant. Josh, would you take your mum, Emma, and your dad, Dave, for a little trip with that lovely family there? Okay, and what I want you to do is go up the stairs at the other side there, head upstairs to the upstairs bit, and just see what you discover and find what you find. Don't be long, because we're all going to be getting bored, and just come back and tell us about it, okay? Fantastic. Okay. Now, while they've gone, let's all hide. No, there's too many of us to do that. I thought we could all go in there, but they'd see us through the window. Now, just talk for a brief minute with the person sat next to you about the most amazing thing that's ever happened to you and what it was like telling somebody else who wouldn't believe you that it had happened. Yeah? Great. Go to it just for a minute or two. Okay, they're coming back. They're coming back. They're on their way. Come on down. Come on down to the front. Keep coming all the way. All the way to the front. Where's Josh? Josh, they've got something with them. Look, they've obviously experienced something. Fantastic. Look at that. Brilliant. Okay. Okay, Dave's looking happy. All right, we've got two doctors here. Two very, very honourable women of integrity and some kids. Okay. Well, we want to know, don't we? We want to know what they saw. We want to see what they... we may not get a chance to see ourselves. So who wants to tell us... Josh, just what did you... Come to the microphone here and just say... Speak into that.
We saw Santa Claus.
No way! No way! You didn't, did you? Really? Lydia, tell us, did you really see?
Yeah, we saw Santa.
No! What, on Easter Day, you saw Santa? Grace, tell us, what was it like? What was it like seeing Santa on Easter Day? Come near the microphone.
Great.
Ben, did he give you anything?
Eggs.
Eggs. That's how it, do we really believe them? Santa Claus, Father Christmas turned up on Easter Day. Did he say anything?
Happy
God. He said Happy Easter, did he? Did he say ho, 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 Happy Easter?
No.
No. I told him to. Had you been good? That's good, excellent. The advantage is Easter is all about being bad and having a good Saviour comes and saves us. Brilliant. Why don't you go and sit down? We may need your help in just a moment. Do share the eggs out with your family and the like. Okay. Okay, we've done something interesting. I want us to do something significant now, okay? All right, please do. Get your children involved, following along in the Bible, because it's really important. Seeing was believing. So if you look at John chapter 1 verse 14, just flick to, keep your place in John 20, and just flick back to John chapter 1 and verse 14, the beginning of the book, you will see that seeing was believing. It's really important. Seeing is very important in John's gospel. What does it say there? The word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we have seen. We have seen his glory. So in John's gospel, seeing is very, very important indeed. So come back to chapter 20 and just look at the words. Show your children the words, those around you. Show them the words so that by the end of today, the end of the service, they can't yet read. They should be able to read the word saw. S-a-w. All right? Look at it. Look at verse 1. Mary s-a-w. Saw. The stone had been rolled away. Verse 5. John saw. See it again? Following along? Lucas, is your mum helping you there? You've got the pencil anyway. Keep writing. Look at verse 6. Peter saw. Verse 8. John saw and believed. Verse 14. Mary saw Jesus. She didn't recognize him at that point. And then look at verse 18. She says something slightly different. Seen. Mary, I have seen. I don't know if I'm getting it right. My kids didn't learn to speak like that. Seeing was believing. Was it hallucination? No, they weren't expecting it. Just like those wonderful families went out. And I guarantee, the light. Did you really expect to see Father Christmas upstairs? No. No. Josh, did you expect to see him today, Santa Claus? No. See, were you hallucinating? Were you having a funny dream upstairs? No, you really saw him. You weren't expecting it. And that was like these folks here, like Mary. It wasn't just, she didn't see something because she wanted it to be true. She wasn't expecting to see Jesus. In fact, she thought the body had been stolen. She said that to the gardener. It was stolen. She thought it was the gardener. See, no one then expected Jesus to rise from the dead. Was it the wrong tomb? Well, if they'd gone to the wrong tomb and then started saying Jesus had risen, someone like the Romans or the Jewish leaders would have gone to the right tomb and got the body out. They would have got a dead body out. Said, no, he's not risen. They weren't hallucinating. The body wasn't stolen. It wasn't the wrong tomb. This is no myth. It is no spiritualistic mysticism. It's no story, made up story like Harry Potter. It's not even, an unscientific superstition. They saw. Seeing was believing. Mary believed. Why? Because she saw. She saw the risen Jesus. Seeing was believing for them. You know, I added up the other day with a bit of help from Google and looking in the New Testament. I think, someone can correct me, 519 people saw the risen Jesus. 519. Okay. So we've got some mathematicians in the room. If we got those 519 people, so mathematicians engage with me, do the maths with me or for me. If we gave them 15 minutes each to tell us about their resurrection seeing of Jesus, how long would it take? Sorry, James? 13 hours. 113. 130. How many days would that be if we just did it rock solid? 15 minutes after that. How long would we have to be here for listening to it all? A whole of a working week. Five and a half days. No myth. They saw. And that was the reason why they believed. So, as it says up there, seeing was believing. Hearing is also very important in the Bible and in John's Gospel. Hearing is believing. Seeing is believing. Hearing is believing. Let's go back to our friends. Friends here and friends at the back. Do we really believe that they saw Father Christmas, Santa Claus upstairs, or someone dressed as him? Do we believe them? Yeah? Why? Why do we believe them? Sorry? We heard them say it. Why else? We trust them. Why else?
They had eggs.
Could have picked them up on the way from some, could have come to a little shop, couldn't they, and bought them. We don't really actually have that much to go on, do we? Other than they told us and we trust them. They told us and we trust them. Listening, hearing is really important. Very important in the Bible, in John's Gospel. A little bit of a flick through again. Do it with your children next to you. We're looking for the words said and heard. Okay. Said. Heard. Someone else can do it for you if they're sat next to you. I'm going to give up with that. Look at chapter 2, verse 22 of John's Gospel. Chapter 2, verse 22. It says this. When Jesus was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered what he had said, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. They heard and believed. Let's flick on to chapter 4, verse 42. This is the village where the woman of Samaria lived, and she'd met Jesus and he'd talked about water with her, and then she'd gone back to the village and told them all about Jesus. And then they said, chapter 4, verse 42, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Saviour of the world." And then flick to the very end of chapter 20, look at verse 30 and 31. "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which aren't written in this book, but these are written. These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." They believe because they saw. We believe because we hear. Just like we believe these folks who went upstairs and had that weird experience a moment ago. See, the Bible, John's Gospel, and Easter is all about casting everything about yourself and your trust for your life on the risen Jesus. There is no other name given among human beings by which men must be saved than the name of Jesus. That's what Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It's all about him, hearing what he says and trusting him. And if you aren't a member of Christ Church Central, if you're an Anglican, then listen into this. If you are a visitor, listen into this, because this is at the heart of what we believe as a church. It's there in the 39 articles. "Christ truly rose again from death and took again his body." And then Article 11, "We are counted righteous before God solely on account of the Lord Jesus Christ through faith." That is what Easter and the resurrection is all about. Stop trusting Allah. Stop trusting Buddha. Stop trusting your ancestors. Stop trusting David Attenborough. Stop hoping there's no God. Stop super spiritually ignoring Jesus, hoping that he'll go away. Death didn't make him go away. He came back. You can't make him go away. Stop filling your life with other idols of worship, materialism, careerism, family, money, whatever. Stop, stop, stop. And trust the risen Jesus. Start trusting him. Put your trust in him. He's alive. He's risen. And start giving your attention, your worship, your love to him. He has risen. He is alive. So believe. We're going to stand and we're going to sing "In Christ Alone." Let's all stand, shall we? So if you get your Bibles open again and turn to John chapter 20 and just quickly look at verse 30 and 31. I've read it already. "Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." See, seeing was believing, hearing is believing, and thirdly, believing is living. Jesus has an impact, the risen Jesus, on our lives now. He brings life. And of course, at Easter time, we think and we sort of symbolize life by the Easter egg, don't we? So I've got an Easter egg here. I'll throw that to a good rugby player over there. Can you catch that? Good catch. Going straight for joy, that was, all right, not a real egg. Someone else gave me this egg yesterday and said, "Can I have your egg?" And they said, "Yes, you can." And then said, "As long as you give it to somebody else." So, okay, I've got an egg here. What's a nice chocolate egg? Just for anybody. Martha, there you go. Share that with your family. There we go. It's got to go around 7 people, those of you who don't know Martha's family. So there we are. Okay. Got a little egg here, and inside I've got some other things which I'll reveal. And I'm really after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 volunteers as we go, all right? And so one at a time, I want a volunteer to come stand here and here and here and here, up to 5, okay, as we go. So be ready to come volunteer and come and help me as we think about what life means. What does this life look like? You can put your hands down for a moment, very keen, and in a moment I'll ask you to put them up again. What does this life look like? What is the experience of this life? First of all, who's going to be the first volunteer to come to the very front? Yes, I don't know your name, but come to the very front. What's your name?
Cameron,
come on to the front. And stand right here, Cameron. And I'm going to face everybody. That's brilliant. Good on you. Nice smile. Good on you. There we are. There's the first egg, look. You see, the resurrection impact of Jesus tells us that we have a shepherd. You want to hold that very carefully indeed. Good on you. See, we have a living shepherd. You know, Jesus had said earlier on in the gospel, he said, "My sheep know me, they hear my voice, and I know them by name." We have a shepherd who knows us by name. Do you want to turn the egg round carefully and hold it up for everyone to see? Mary. See, that's how Mary knew it was Jesus. The good shepherd said her name. Mary. We've got a good shepherd in heaven who knows your name. The Queen came to Sheffield on Thursday. Put your hand up if you saw the Queen. There's a few over here who saw the Queen. Fantastic. Dan, the American, you saw the Queen. Did the Queen come up to you and say, "Dan, I've been meaning to meet you for a while"? No. Bethan, where are you? You saw the Queen. You just happened to be in the station and suddenly she was there. And your fiancé lifted you high above someone else and he's 6'5", so you saw. You saw the Queen. And you said it was just like meeting someone you knew. Isn't that right? And I guess because you know her, she came up to you and said, "Bethan, great, I've come to Sheffield just to see you." No, it didn't work that way. See, we can know the Queen, but the Queen don't know us. We've got a shepherd who, you know, hold it down now a bit, who knows us by name. And that is amazing, and that is absolutely wonderful. I'm after my next volunteer for my next egg. There we go, and that's the right egg. There we are. We've got a saviour. Jesus is our saviour. See, Mary had a terrible life. She'd done some things that she felt really guilty over, and Jesus had fixed her life. And then Jesus had died. He'd saved her from the most terrible life. And then he had died, and she was desperately sad that he had died. And she'd been it. She was there at the tomb, and she was looking out of the tomb, I guess, into the sunlight or the daylight in the morning there. Through her tears, she didn't recognize Jesus. He said her name. And then she just so pleased to see her Savior again. She clings onto him and holds him. And Jesus says, "Don't cling on to me." And he says, "I've yet to ascend to God, my God and your God, my Father and your Father." You see, we've got a Savior who is Lord. A Savior who is Lord over absolutely everything and Lord of all. It's amazing, isn't it? We put these two things together. We've got a shepherd who knows us by name. And so it's very personal, but we must also be very, very respectful. So Dan and Paul and Graham and Ruth, you saw the Queen the other day. I guess if the Queen was to come here, and even if he did know you by name, Graham, you'd be a bit shocked, wouldn't you? And would you say, "Well, hey, Queen, yeah, I knew you were coming to see just me"? Would you be a bit casual and relaxed? No. What would you do, Graham? "I'm delighted to see you, Your Majesty." And I guess you might just bow a little bit. And if you were a Ruth, would you try? We wouldn't be casual. And that's the way we must treat Jesus. Not that I cling to him. Yes, he knows us by name, but also we must respect him. He's our Saviour who is Lord. I need another volunteer for the next egg. Yes, why didn't you come? I don't know your name either. It's good to have all these people. I don't know your names. Tell me, what's your name? Lucy. Lucy. Do you know what Lucy means? Light. That's right. A fantastic name. Lucy means light. Okay. Come and stand here, Lucy. This egg has got God on it. You see, what did Mary get told? You're going to hold the egg there. See, Jesus appeared to Mary and he said, go and tell my brothers that I return to my God, their God, my what, and their what. What was that? Father, that's right. You see, the amazing thing is that we have a God who is our Father. You can buy these eggs in Aldi, by the way, with all these words on them. No, you can't. You can't. We've got a God who's our Father. Daniel, who do you call Dad? Yes, right answer. But what about him? And immediately you're holding him. Do you call anyone else Dad? No. It's special having a dad, isn't it? You trust him. You love him. And you know he loves you. And he gives you security, doesn't he? Are you holding on to him now while a weirdo's talking to you? Gripping on even more. We've got a God who's our Father. Resurrection impact. Go back to the beginning of John's Gospel. To those who believed in him, to those who received him, he gave the right to become what? It's all the way through the Gospel. Okay, I need another volunteer. Martha already given something. Yes, let's have you, Thomas. Come at the front. By the way, they do get to keep the eggs. But there's a twist. Come and stand here, look. There we go. Jesus said to Mary, go and tell my what? What? Brothers. Jesus says that his disciples were his brothers. So that means, okay then, let's ask a couple of questions here. Hannah, where's your brother? There. Hannah, where's your brother? There. Hannah, with your dad helping you. Where's your brother? That's right. See, the amazing thing is that we, if we believe it, we have a brother who is in heaven. We talk about having friends in high places. Goodness me. We have a brother who is in heaven, representing us, a human being. Representing us before God and the heavenly angels. A brother who died for your sin and died for mine and has risen again so that we can be forgiven. We can be forgiven. We can know a shepherd who knows us by name. We can have Savior who's Lord. Lord of all. Trust everything with him. He's in charge of everything. We can have a God who's our Father. And we have a brother who is in heaven. I need one more last volunteer. Yes, at the very, very back. You've had your name up lots and lots and lots all the way through. I don't think you've even put your hand down. Fantastic. Come to the very front. Life. I chose you, not your dad. I don't think I could have held it higher than your dad could reach. We have life. That's what this is about, isn't it? Seeing was believing. Hearing is believing. Believing is living. That we're eternal life, but the life begins now with knowing God in these wonderful and special ways. See, what did let's go back to Mary. What did Jesus tell Mary to do? Go and what? Go and tell. That's right. Yes, these eggs are yours, but it's a life to share. These eggs are yours, but would you be willing? At the end of the service, we're going to sing a song. Would you be willing to share the eggs with those people around you? Yeah, would you do that? You see? Okay. So it's a nice moment and we have a little chuckle. But here we have me and my wife and others of us. You see, we've got this life. We've got this special egg, if I can put it that way. And do we just want to hold it to ourselves and say, oh no, I'd rather keep it for myself and not share it with those around me? No. Jesus said to Mary, go and tell my brothers that I ascend to their God, my Father, and your Father. And what did Mary go and do? She did. I have seen the Lord. So why don't you head back to your seats? Thank you. A big round of applause for my helpers there. And we're going to round things up by singing a great song of worship and praise and gladness on this Easter day. We have life, life in Jesus, a life to share. Let's stand and sing his praises with all of our hearts, shall we?